You see, the Almighty operates with a divine pattern, shaping your life in alignment with His word. However, the adversary, being a master imitator, replicated this pattern to afflict God's children. The imposition of evil patterns represents a diabolical end-time agenda. Its sinister purpose is to obstruct the fulfillment of destinies and callings of God's children, introducing challenges that deviate from their intended parts in life. Recognizing this as a believer, you must stand a resilient, as you are supposed to be, anchored in God's unwavering pattern to overcome the evil attempts to hinder your purpose and calling. This is why you should join me as I pray against evil patterns running in your family. Let us pray. I thank you, Father, for the gift of life and all your blessings upon your children in the name of Jesus. Lord, I remember that your word cannot be broken, and through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, I stand and declare that I sever from any family pattern negatively impacting life and destinies in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 107 verse 16, for he broke down their prison gates of bronze, he cut apart their bars of iron. Every destructive family pattern holding your family captive, today I declare these patterns broken down in the name of Jesus. I declare that the failures experienced by the generations before you would not be replicated in your life. I decree the destruction of any evil pattern associated with witchcraft in your family in the name of Jesus. I call for the liberation of your destiny from any strange family pattern, according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, which says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free. I pray for the annihilation of every destructive family pattern, including the ones related to marital failure in your family in the name of Jesus. May every evil pattern of death and tragedy within your family be dispersed by the purifying fire in the name of Jesus. Psalm 68 verse 2 says, blow them away like smoke, melt them like wax in a fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God. According to Hebrews 2 verse 14, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And so I declare the demise by fire of every messenger of death operating within your family line as an evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I declare that every garment associated with evil family patterns hindering your divine goals to be replaced with the garments of patterns of joy and praise in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And so I declare the expulsion of every pattern of non-achievement in your family affecting your life and destiny. For by Christ you can do all things, according to Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I decree the pulling down of every giant of almost there but never there in your family in the name of Jesus. Through the Holy Ghost, I command the consumption by fire of every evil pattern of poverty in your family. May every trace of poverty in your life perish as I declare it in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. I decree that your life and that of your family attract good patterns of prosperity and blessings. Deuteronomy 28 verse 6 says, wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. I invoke the power of Jesus to break every pattern of chronic disease speaking in your life and operating in your family. I declare that the family pattern of infirmity in your family and your life shatters through the divine power of the Lord Jesus. For the word of God in Jeremiah 30:17 says, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. And so I disassociate your life and your families from every river of sadness, commanding it to dry up in Jesus' name. I decree an end to crying in your life and your family in the name of Jesus. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may last though through the night, but joy comes in the morning. By the power in Jesus' name, every curse of disorder upon your family is broken. I pray for the manifestation of God's glory in your family. I declare that every family pattern of failure in your roots be perished in the name of Jesus. I wash away every deposit of failure in your family, speaking into your life and destiny by the blood of Jesus. And I link onto the word of God in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away. And this is your promise in the name of Jesus. I dismantle every stronghold of sexual impurity in your family, decreeing its demolition in the name of Jesus. By the divine power of the Lord, I cast away every holder of sexual immorality, the locks in your life and your family. I command every family pattern of adultery operating in it in the name of Jesus to crumble. I declare that the fire of the Holy Spirit quenches every satanic influence in your family in the name of Jesus. I declare the end of evil family pattern of destructive anger in your life, that today it stops in the name of Jesus. I declare that it be replaced with kindness, as in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. In the name of Jesus, I plead for deliverance from the spirit of ancestral anger, seeking freedom through the fruit of the Spirit in Jesus' name. By the omnipotent power of God and in the name of Jesus, I decree the demise of the satanic strong man of anger assigned to destroy your family, as I declare that every seed of depression associated with your family is uprooted. I declare that the termination of every recurring family pattern year after year in your life happens even now, for the Lord is your inheritance, according to Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24. By the mighty power of God, I shatter every destructive family pattern adversely affecting the prosperity of your family in your life, seeking deliverance through Jesus. For according to Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, the Lord is doing something new in your family. I come against every evil family pattern of failure, commanding its release over your family in the name of Jesus. The evil pattern that has ensnared your ancestors, rendering them ineffectual, is hereby commanded to release its grip on your family in the name of Jesus. For you are free, as in John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. I decree the disruption of evil family pattern, orchestrating death at the point of success. This shall no longer prevail in your family. I decree the destruction of powers orchestrating evil patterns against your family. Evil altars where detrimental patterns are crafted for your family are dismantled today in the name of Jesus. As I align with Psalm 11 verse 6, He will rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching winds. You are free, and free indeed, in the name of the most powerful name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The association that you keep either has negative or positive effects upon your attitudes, actions, or physical or even spiritual well-being. Your influence for better or for worse by those in whom or with whom you associate. This is why the Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 20, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness?" Now this prayer is important for you. If you've got involved in any evil association, whether willing or unwillingly, join me as I pray that you freely make godly associations. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the salvation of the souls of your dear children, whom you are the one that planned for. I thank you for the transformative work you've done and perform in their lives through the salvation of their souls in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, knowing that they have accepted you, Father, they have discovered a foothold that the enemy has held. As I begin to pray with agreement with them, that I break any curse that may be operating against them, that the enemy has taken advantage of, standing on the written word in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 4. For I will be a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. I pray for the protective walls of fire to surround you now as you have taken this decision in the name of Jesus. I appeal to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus over your body, soul, and spirit. May the blood of Jesus purify you from any negative effects of past associations or even present that you are about to live in the name of Jesus. For you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy every covenant that may be working negatively in your life. Isaiah 28 verse 18 says, then your covenant with death will be annulled and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. I disown and reject all words spoken over you through involvement in any evil association. In the name of Jesus, I disassociate your image from the altars and covens of these evil associations. In the powerful name of Jesus, I nullify every and any evil covenant made by your parents on your behalf, canceling the yokes attached to them in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are liberated from the stronghold, domineering power, and bondage of limitations as declared in Isaiah 49 verse 25. For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant shall be rescued. For I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. And so, Lord, I declare that this once you are immersed in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, annulling any evil marks or writings placed on you, aligning with Colossians chapter 1 verse 20, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. I annul all inherited covenants and those you entered into consciously or unconsciously in the name of Jesus. I demolish the wicked foundations of your life and establish a new one on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. For according to Psalm 18 verse 2, the Lord is your rock, your fortress, in whom you find protection, your shield, and your place of safety. I dismantle every hindrance, obstacle, or blockage hindering your progress due to any attachment to evil associations in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 45 verse 2 says, I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I break and nullify every curse, spell, hex, enchantment, bewitchment, or incantation placed upon you through your association with these evil groups before, in the name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5 verse 18 says, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. And I proclaim this same scripture over your body, soul, and spirit, off limits to all evil spirits, invoking the name of Jesus. I annul every covenant with idols and the yokes associated with them in the name of Jesus. I refuse and invalidate every evil pronouncement imposed on you in Jesus' name. I declare the restoration of any damage inflicted on your body in the name of Jesus. I disown, cancel, and reject any affiliation with any familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for the removal of all curses and placed upon your ancestral families due to any of their involvement in evil associations in the name of Jesus. And I break and annul every blood and soul tie covenant and the yokes accompanying it in the name of Jesus. I command the demise of every curse operating against your head through the power and the blood of Jesus. I call upon the divine power of the Lord to draw you out of the waters of affliction in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 18 verse 16, he sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Voices of strangers casting spells against you, I declare that they perish in the name of Jesus. I wipe off every ordinance invoked by the power of darkness into the heavens against you in the name of Jesus. The word of God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. I call therefore upon the power of God to attack all covenants assigned against your head in the name of Jesus, as I declare confusion in the midst of their territories. In the name of Jesus, I free you from every grip of ancestral spirits holding you down. In the powerful name of Jesus, I declare that you are released from every spirit that is not the Spirit of Christ. For 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, but the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. I renounce any of your association with all evil groups and detachment from them in the name of Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 7 says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. I pray that you are purified from all evil covenants and curses, just as you have renounced them and received Jesus in the name of Jesus. I declare that all demonic spirits attached to evil covenants and curses against your life be scattered in the name of Jesus. I declare the name of Jesus to terrify all evil associations in your life, according to Philippians chapter 2 verse 10, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth. The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 34 verse 7, for you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with the songs of deliverance. And so I declare that the protection encompasses you from any and every evil association in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord be your refuge, your sanctuary that is in an impenetrable fortress against the onslaught of spiritual adversaries. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke any demonic influence in your life that may be associated with evil companionship. I invoke the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse and purify your spirit, soul, and body from any contamination that may result from ungodly associations. In the name of Jesus, I pray the sanctifying work of the Spirit of God break every chain and release you from any bondage forged by the enemy. And I declare that you are surrounded with songs of deliverance. I pray that the melodies of victory drown out the whispers of any evil association in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are hiding in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, shielded from the arrows of any evil association, as I renounce any unholy alliances that may seek to draw you away from the perfect will of the Father in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any evil association that may seek to entangle you again. According to Psalm 37 verse 28, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. I declare that every scheme of the enemy aimed at disrupting your life henceforth is cut off in the name of Jesus. As I declare that the justice of the Lord prevails, that the plans of the wicked already thwarted, in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. In this secret space of prayer, let us lift our hearts together to the Almighty God, drawing strength from the powerful promise found in 1 John 4:4. As we embark on this spiritual journey, I pray that the words of the scripture become a shield against the schemes of the enemy over your life. So let us pray. Dear Father, I come before your throne in the mighty name of Jesus. And I come to receive grace, acknowledging your sovereign authority and the truth declared in 1 John 4:4. As I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare that you may have a strong knowledge that you are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. In the assurance of this divine truth, I stand united with the Lord God Almighty against any force that seeks to sow discord, fear, or darkness in your life. I declare that the power residing in you through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit surpasses any influence that the adversary may attempt to wield. God's word affirms that the greater one, the Almighty, dwells within you, and therefore no force of darkness can withstand the radiance of God's divine presence. In the authority of Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke every scheme of the enemy that has sought to infiltrate your life, and I declare that the chains of oppression are shattered and any foothold the devil may have sought to establish is dismantled by the victorious name of Jesus. May the Lord fill your heart and mind with the unwavering confidence that they are not alone in the spiritual battle. The very essence of His being, the Creator of the universe, resides within you. May this knowledge empower you to stand firm, clothed in the spiritual armor mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. I declare that you are being equipped so that you resist the wiles of the enemy. In moments of doubt, may you be reminded that the authority given to you by Christ is not of this world. The power to overcome lies not in your own strength, but in the immeasurable might of the Holy Spirit working within you. As He illuminates your path with the light of God's truth, guiding you away from the snares set by the evil one, I pray that you may be vigilant, discerning the subtle whispers of the enemy, seeking to sow seeds of confusion, fear, or despair. May the Lord grant you a discerning spirit to recognize the tactics of the adversary and the wisdom to rebuke any lie that contradicts God's word. May the Lord fortify your mind against the onslaught of negative thoughts, anxieties, and temptation. May every thought be taken captive to the obedience of Christ, aligning with the truth that sets you free from the bondage of deception. As you stand on the premise of 1 John 4:4, I declare victory over every area of your life. May the victory of Christ be manifest in your relationships, your work, your thoughts, and your spiritual walk. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit be a beacon of light, dispelling any darkness that attempts to linger. I pray for a renewed sense of peace, joy, and purpose to permeate your life. Let the abundant life promised by Jesus in John 10:10 be realized in every area of your being. Lord, we thank you for the victory won on the cross. As they trust in your word and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I affirm over their lives that they are overcomers through Christ. May God's love surround you, casting out all fear and ushering in the freedom found in the knowledge that they are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift a prayer over your life, drawing strength from the powerful truths embedded in Matthew 4:10 and 1 Peter 5 verses 8 to 9. Let this prayer be a shield of faith as you stand together with everyone in agreement with me against the schemes of the enemy. I pray that you may heed the words of Matthew 4:10, where Jesus declared, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him alone." And in this moment, I declare with conviction and clarity that your allegiance belongs solely to the Lord. And I declare that the enemy knows that there is no room for compromise in your life in the name of Jesus. As you face the challenges of life, may the Holy Spirit empower you to stand firm against the deceiver. I invoke the spirit of resistance within you, drawing from 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9, which warns, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And so in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every tactic and scheme of the enemy that seeks to devour your peace, joy, and well-being. I come against and resist the whispers of doubt, fear, and temptation that the adversary may try to instill in your heart and mind. Stand firm in the unwavering faith that our Lord Jesus Christ is your protector and your deliverer. I pray for a divine covering over your life. May the angels of the heaven encamp around you, guarding against every onslaught and assault of the enemy. Let the light of your truth dispel, Lord God, the darkness that seeks to cloud their thoughts and emotions. May you, Lord God, strengthen their spiritual armor, fortifying them against the fiery arrows of doubt and despair as they navigate the journey ahead. May the all authority given to you through Jesus Christ be evident in every aspect of your life. May you boldly proclaim the victory of the cross, recognizing that the one who is in you is greater than the force that may come against you. I pray for discernment and wisdom for you. May the Lord open your eyes to recognize the subtle snares and traps set by the adversary. May the Holy Spirit guide you in making choices that align with God's will choices that lead to righteousness and peace. In the moments of weakness, may you find strength in God's word and in the promises that it holds. Let Psalm 27 verse 1 resonate in your heart. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of your life. Of whom shall I be afraid? May the assurance of God's presence be a source of courage, dispelling all fear and anxiety. And in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of darkness, oppression, and confusion from your life. Let the light of God's truth shine brightly, bringing clarity and peace to your heart and mind. May the Lord fill you with His love, joy, and a sound mind. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that this prayer and declaration of freedom and victory over the schemes of the devil in your life is answered with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please subscribe to our channel, and God bless you as you do so. Amen. You see, the Almighty operates with a divine pattern, shaping your life in alignment with His word. However, the adversary, being a master imitator, replicated this pattern to afflict God's children. The imposition of evil patterns represents a diabolical end-time agenda. Its sinister purpose is to obstruct the fulfillment of destinies and callings of God's children, introducing challenges that deviate from their intended parts in life. Recognizing this as a believer, you must stand a resilient, as you are supposed to be, anchored in God's unwavering pattern to overcome the evil attempts to hinder your purpose and calling. This is why you should join me as I pray against evil patterns running in your family. Let us pray. I thank you, Father, for the gift of life and all your blessings upon your children in the name of Jesus. Lord, I remember that your word cannot be broken, and through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, I stand and declare that I sever from any family pattern negatively impacting life and destinies in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 107 verse 16, for He broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. Every destructive family pattern holding your family captive, today I declare these patterns broken down in the name of Jesus. I declare that the failures experienced by the generations before you would not be replicated in your life. I decree the destruction of any evil pattern associated with witchcraft in your family in the name of Jesus. I call for the liberation of your destiny from any strange family pattern, according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, which says, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free." I pray for the annihilation of every destructive family pattern, including the ones related to marital failure in your family in the name of Jesus. May every evil pattern of death and tragedy within your family be dispersed by the purifying fire in the name of Jesus. Psalm 68 verse 2 says, "Blow them away like smoke, melt them like wax in a fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God." According to Hebrews 2 verse 14, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And so I declare the demise by fire of every messenger of death operating within your family line as an evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I declare that every garment associated with evil family patterns hindering your divine goals to be replaced with the garments of patterns of joy and praise in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." And so I declare the expulsion of every pattern of non-achievement in your family affecting your life and destiny For by Christ you can do all things. According to Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I decree the pulling down of every giant of almost there but never there in your family. In the name of Jesus. Through the Holy Ghost, I command the consumption by fire of every evil pattern of poverty in your family. May every trace of poverty in your life perish as I declare it in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. I decree that your life and that of your family attract good patterns of prosperity and blessings. Deuteronomy 28 verse 6 says, wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. I invoke power of Jesus to break every pattern of chronic disease speaking in your life and operating in your family. I declare that the family pattern of infirmity in your family and your life shatters through the divine power of the Lord Jesus. For the word of God in Jeremiah 30:17 says, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. And so I disassociate your life and your families from every river of sadness, commanding it to dry up in Jesus' name. I decree an end to crying in your life and your family in the name of Jesus. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may last though through the night, but joy comes in the morning. By the power in Jesus' name, every curse of disorder upon your family is broken. I pray for the manifestation of God's glory in your family. I declare that every family pattern of failure in your roots be perished in the name of Jesus. I wash away every deposit of failure in your family, speaking into your life and destiny by the blood of Jesus. And I link onto the word of God in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean, your filth will be washed away. And this is your promise in the name of Jesus. I dismantle every stronghold of sexual impurity in your family, decreeing its demolition in the name of Jesus. By the divine power of the Lord, I cast away every holder of sexual immorality, the locks in your life and your family. I command every family pattern of adultery operating in it in the name of Jesus to crumble. I declare that the fire of the Holy Spirit quenches every satanic influence in your family in the name of Jesus. I declare the end of evil family pattern of destructive anger in your life, that today it stops in the name of Jesus. I declare that it be replaced with kindness, as in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. In the name of Jesus, I plead for deliverance from the spirit of ancestral anger, seeking freedom through the fruit of the Spirit in Jesus' name. By the omnipotent power of God and in the name of Jesus, I decree the demise of the satanic strong man of anger assigned to destroy your family, as I declare that every seed of depression associated with your family is uprooted. I declare that the termination of every recurring family pattern year after year in your life happens even now, for the Lord is your inheritance, according to Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24. By the mighty power of God, I shatter every destructive family pattern adversely affecting the prosperity of your family and your life, seeking deliverance through Jesus. For according to Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, the Lord is doing something new in your family. I come against every evil family pattern of failure, commanding its release over your family in the name of Jesus. The evil pattern that has ensnared your ancestors, rendering them ineffectual, is hereby commanded to release its grip on your family in the name of Jesus. For you are free, as in John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. I decree the disruption of evil family pattern orchestrating death at the point of success. This shall no longer prevail in your family. I decree the destruction of powers orchestrating evil patterns against your family. Evil altars where detrimental patterns are crafted for your family are dismantled today in the name of Jesus. As I align with Psalm 11 verse 6, he will rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching winds. You are free, and free indeed In the name of the most powerful name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The association that you keep either has negative or positive effects upon your attitudes, actions, or physical or even spiritual well-being. Your influence for better or for worse by those in whom or with whom you associate. This is why the Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 20, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." And in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness?" Now this prayer is important for you. If you've got involved in any evil association, whether willing or unwillingly, join me as I pray that you freely make godly associations. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the salvation of the souls of your dear children, whom you are the one that planned for. I thank you for the transformative work you've done and perform in their lives through the salvation of their souls in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, knowing that they have accepted you, Father, they have discovered a foothold that the enemy has held. As I begin to pray with agreement with them, that I break any curse that may be operating against them, that the enemy has taken advantage of, standing on the written word in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 4, "For I will be a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst." I pray for the protective walls of fire to surround you now as you have taken this decision. In the name of Jesus, I appeal to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus over your body, soul, and spirit. May the blood of Jesus purify you from any negative effects of past associations or even present that you are about to live in the name of Jesus. For you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy every covenant that may be working negatively in your life. Isaiah 28 verse 18 says, "Then your covenant with death will be annulled and your agreement with Sheol will not stand." I disown and reject all words spoken over you through involvement in any evil association. In the name of Jesus, I disassociate your image from the altars and covens of these evil associations. In the powerful name of Jesus, I nullify every and any evil covenant made by your parents on your behalf, canceling the yokes attached to them in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are liberated from the stronghold, domineering power, and bondage of limitations as declared in Isaiah 49 verse 25. "For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant shall be rescued. For I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children." And so, Lord, I declare that this once you are immersed in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, annulling any evil marks or writings placed on you, aligning with Colossians chapter 1 verse 20, "And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." I annul all inherited covenants and those you entered into consciously or unconsciously in the name of Jesus. I demolish the wicked foundations of your life and establish a new one on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. For according to Psalm 18 verse 2, "The Lord is your rock, your fortress, in whom you find protection, your shield and your place of safety." I dismantle every hindrance, obstacle, or blockage hindering your progress due to any attachment to evil associations in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 45 verse 2 says, "I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron." I break and nullify every curse, spell, hex, enchantment, bewitchment, or incantation placed upon you through your association with these evil groups before, in the name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5 verse 18 says, "For God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them." Now I proclaim this same scripture over your body, soul, and spirit, off limits to all evil spirits, invoking the name of Jesus. I annul every covenant with idols and the yokes associated with them in the name of Jesus. I refuse and invalidate every evil pronouncement imposed on you in Jesus' name. I declare the restoration of any damage inflicted on your body in the name of Jesus. I disown, cancel, and reject any affiliation with any familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for the removal of all curses and placed upon your ancestral families due to any of their involvement in evil associations in the name of Jesus. And I break and annul every blood and soul tie covenant and the yokes accompanying it in the name of Jesus. I command the demise of every curse operating against your head through the power in the blood of Jesus. I call upon the divine power of the Lord to draw you out of the waters of affliction in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 18 verse 16, He sent from on high, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. Voices of strangers casting spells against you, I declare that they perish in the name of Jesus. I wipe off every ordinance invoked by the power of darkness into the heavens against you in the name of Jesus. The word of God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one." I call therefore upon the power of God to attack all covenants assigned against your head in the name of Jesus, as I declare confusion in the midst of their territories in the name of Jesus. I free you from every grip of ancestral spirits holding you down. In the powerful name of Jesus, I declare that you are released from every spirit that is not the spirit of Christ. For 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him." I renounce any of your association with all evil groups and detachment from them in the name of Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 7 says, "Purge me with high soap and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." I pray that you are purified from all evil covenants and curses, just as you have renounced them and received Jesus in the name of Jesus. I declare that all demonic spirits attached to evil covenants and curses against your life is scattered in the name of Jesus. I declare the name of Jesus to terrify all evil associations in your life, according to Philippians chapter 2 verse 10, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth. The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 34 verse 7, "For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with the songs of deliverance." And so I declare that the protection encompasses you from any and every evil association in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord be your refuge, your sanctuary that is in an impenetrable fortress against the onslaught of spiritual adversaries. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke any demonic influence in your life that may be associated with evil companionship. I invoke the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse and purify your spirit, soul, and body from any contamination that may result from ungodly associations. In the name of Jesus, I pray the sanctifying work of the Spirit of God break every chain and release you from any bondage forged by the enemy. And I declare that you are surrounded with songs of deliverance. I pray that the melodies of victory drown out the whispers of any evil association in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are hiding in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, shielded from the arrows of any evil association, as I renounce any unholy alliances that may seek to draw you away from the perfect will of the Father in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any evil association that may seek to entangle you again. According to Psalm 37 verse 28, "For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off." I declare that every scheme of the enemy aimed at disrupting your life henceforth is cut off in the name of Jesus. As I declare that the justice of the Lord prevails, that the plans of the wicked already thwarted in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. In this secret space of prayer, let us lift our hearts together to the Almighty God, drawing strength from the powerful promise found in 1 John 4:4. As we embark on this spiritual journey, I pray that the words of the scripture become a shield against the schemes of the enemy over your life. So let us pray. Dear Father, I come before your throne in the mighty name of Jesus. And I come to receive grace, acknowledging your sovereign authority and the truth declared in 1 John 4:4. As I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare that you may have a strong knowledge that you are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. In the assurance of this divine truth, I stand united with the Lord God Almighty against any force that seeks to sow discord, fear, or darkness in your life. I declare that the power residing in you through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit surpasses any influence that the adversary may attempt to wield. God's word affirms that the greater one, the Almighty, dwells within you, and therefore no force of darkness can withstand the radiance of God's divine presence. In the authority of Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke every scheme of the enemy that has sought to infiltrate your life, and I declare that the chains of oppression are shattered and any foothold the devil may have sought to establish is dismantled by the victorious name of Jesus. May the Lord fill your heart and mind with the unwavering confidence that they are not alone in the spiritual battle. The very essence of His being, the Creator of the universe, resides within you. May this knowledge empower you to stand firm, clothed in the spiritual armor mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. I declare that you are being equipped so that you resist the wiles of the enemy. In moments of doubt, may you be reminded that the authority given to you by Christ is not of this world. The power to overcome lies not in your own strength, but in the immeasurable might of the Holy Spirit working within you. As He illuminates your path with the light of God's truth, guiding you away from the snares set by the evil one, I pray that you may be vigilant, discerning the subtle whispers of the enemy, seeking to sow seeds of confusion, fear, or despair. May the Lord grant you a discerning spirit to recognize the tactics of the adversary and the wisdom to rebuke any lie that contradicts God's word. May the Lord fortify your mind against the onslaught of negative thoughts, anxieties, and temptation. May every thought be taken captive to the obedience of Christ, aligning with the truth that sets you free from the bondage of deception. As you stand on the premise of 1 John 4:4, I declare victory over every area of your life. May the victory of Christ be manifest in your relationships, your work, your thoughts, and your spiritual walk. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit be a beacon of light, dispelling any darkness that attempts to linger. I pray for a renewed sense of peace, joy, and purpose to permeate your life. Let the abundant life promised by Jesus in John 10:10 be realized in every area of your being. Lord, we thank you for the victory won on the cross. As they trust in your word and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I affirm over their lives that they are overcomers through Christ. May God's love surround you, casting out all fear and ushering in the freedom found in the knowledge that they are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift a prayer over your life, drawing strength from the powerful truths embedded in Matthew 4:10 and 1 Peter 5 verses 8 to 9. Let this prayer be a shield of faith as you stand together with everyone in agreement with me against the schemes of the enemy. I pray that you may heed the words of Matthew 4:10, where Jesus declared, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him alone." And in this moment, I declare with conviction and clarity that your allegiance belongs solely to the Lord. And I declare that the enemy knows that there is no room for compromise in your life in the name of Jesus. As you face the challenges of life, may the Holy Spirit empower you to stand firm against the deceiver. I invoke the spirit of resistance within you, drawing from 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9, which warns, Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And so in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every tactic and scheme of the enemy that seeks to devour your peace, joy, and well-being. I come against and resist the whispers of doubt, fear, and temptation that the adversary may try to instill in your heart and mind. Stand firm in the unwavering faith that our Lord Jesus Christ is your protector and your deliverer. I pray for a divine covering over your life. May the angels of the heaven encamp around you, guarding against every onslaught and assault of the enemy. Let the light of your truth dispel, Lord God, the darkness that seeks to cloud their thoughts and emotions. May you, Lord God, strengthen their spiritual armor, fortifying them against the fiery arrows of doubt and despair as they navigate the journey ahead. May the all authority given to you through Jesus Christ be evident in every aspect of your life. May you boldly proclaim the victory of the cross, recognizing that the one who is in you is greater than the force that may come against you. I pray for discernment and wisdom for you. May the Lord open your eyes to recognize the subtle snares and traps set by the adversary. May the Holy Spirit guide you in making choices that align with God's will, choices that lead to righteousness and peace. In the moments of weakness, may you find strength in God's word and in the promises that it holds. Let Psalm 27 verse 1 resonate in your heart. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of your life. Of whom shall I be afraid? May the assurance of God's presence be a source of courage, dispelling all fear and anxiety. And in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of darkness, oppression, and confusion from your life. Let the light of God's truth shine brightly, bringing clarity and peace to your heart and mind. May the Lord fill you with his love, joy, and a sound mind. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that this prayer and declaration of freedom and victory over the schemes of the devil in your life is answered with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please subscribe to our channel, and God bless you as you do so. Amen.